fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
Sheriff Joe Bailey had more than little reason to be unhappy with conditions in Boulder Creek. For weeks, the sheriff's office had been stormed with demands from the neighborhood ranchers, honest, hardworking cowmen who insisted that it was Joe's job to put a stop to the epidemic of rustling that had swept into the valley. It was early evening when the young sheriff rode up to the hitch rail in front of the office to be greeted by Slim Daniels, his chief deputy and closest friend.
Who?
Joe, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, what's wrong now?
Come on inside, I'll tell you about it.
I'll tell you right now, Slim, I've done all the work I'm going to do for one day.
Maybe you have, boss, and maybe you ain't.
Listen, I've been in that saddle since daylight. Rode clear up through the breaks. Cut back to town across the Rafter L.
Find anything?
No. What's more, I didn't expect to find anything. If some of those hard-headed old mavericks would pitch in and lend a hand instead of bellyaching about us not being on the job...
Boss. Seems that one of the old mavericks you just mentioned has been doing a little investigating.
Yeah? Who do you mean, Slim?
Tate Morris.
Tate? What's that old Razorback been up to, huh?
Well, seems like Tate started getting suspicious of his neighbors. And got to checking up here a week or so ago, strictly on the QT.
What are you getting at, Slim? Has Tate found out something?
Boss, I said I was glad you got back. Because I wouldn't have known the right way how to handle this thing by my lonesome.
What thing? What in blazes are you driving at?
Old Tate got to palling around the Circle J. And according to him, he found some brands in the Circle J herd that had been worked over recently.
Now, wait a minute. You mean to say that Tate Morris is fool enough to accuse Bill Jameson of rustling his cows?
Tate's over at the cafe now, and he's been blowing off steam for nigh onto an hour. I expect Bill Jameson will be hightailing into town any minute now with smoke and fire coming out of both eyes.
Come on. I'll be doggone if I'm going to let those two crazy galoots start a shooting rumpus. In the first place, Tate ought to know better. If he did find out something fishy about Bill in the Circle J, why didn't he come in and tell
Joe,
us?
Joe, look yonder. There comes Bill, and he's really riding.
Quick, let's get across to that cafe. In the minute he lights down from that horse, we'll dehorn him proper.
Yeah, and it might be a good idea to get old Tate's gun, too.
Howdy, Bill. You act like you might be in a hurry.
I ain't got no time to chin with you, Joe.
You better take time, Bill.
Sheriff, you're a good friend of mine, I reckon. Right now, I got some personal business to attend to. I ain't letting no one interfere. No one, Sarah.
Bill, if you go in that cafe now, you might do something you'd always be sorry for. You better pass over that shooting iron until you cool down.
Nope.
Hand it over, Bill.
I reckon you better get out of my way. I'm going in that place and have a talk with Mr. Tate Morris.
I've got no objections to you and Morris talking. Slim, you hike inside and keep an eye on things. Me and Bill are coming in a minute. I don't want any shooting, understand?
Come in when you're ready, boss.
Now, Bill, listen to me.
Well, last time, get out of my way.
Sorry to do this to you, Bill, but I've got to...
Bless you.
I still want that hog, right? We'll see if I can do as much for friend Morris. Tate, I want to talk to you.
Well, I ain't wanting to talk to you. It's Bill Jameson I'm waiting for.
Slim, Bill's outside, not feeling very good. Take him over to the lockup, and I'll be along in just a few minutes.
Hold on there. You say Jameson's outside now?
That's what I said.
Then get out of my way. I aim to drill that hombre good and proper.
Yeah, sure. That's why I'm taking your pop gun, Mr. Morris.
Sir, let go of that. Blast you, Sheriff, you're getting just a mite too uppity around here.
Maybe that's all that's needed.
Listen, Joe. Tate says there's some suspicious-looking brands on the Circle J. Ain't that worth looking into?
It sure is, Judson. But it's not worth a couple of fellas killing each other off until we look.
Appears to me you're taking an almighty interest in that Jameson fella.
Yeah. From now on, I'm taking an almighty interest in several things around here. Your gambling joint included, Judson.
What do you mean by that?
Come on, Tate. We're going over to my office and have a little powwow.
Later that evening, in the back room of Judson's Cafe.
All we gotta do is keep things going the way they're headed right now. The sooner we get these ranchers to fighting amongst themselves, the better. Now, what happened over the jailhouse, Lefty?
Sheriff gave both Tate and Bill a good talking to. And him and Bill rode out towards the Circle J.
Yeah?
Said he was figuring to spend the night out there to do some looking around come daylight.
Hey, Judd. What do you reckon the sheriff meant when he said he was gonna start paying more attention to your gambling layout?
Well, just what he said, I expect. Only, well, it suits me fine if he does. Because the more he snoops around here...
The less he's likely to see someplace else, eh, Judd?
Yeah. I just wish he'd kept his nose out of that scrap between Tate and Jameson, though.
They'd have blasted each other, sure.
Well, maybe we can take care of that yet. Right now, I'm more interested in knowing what you Jaspers are planning for tonight. Well,
whatever you say, boss.
All right, I got an idea. Listen. You changed those Raft Rail brands last night and drove them over to Bill Jameson's Circle J. Is that right?
Yes, that's
right. Right now, Bill and the sheriff are riding out to the Circle J. First thing in the morning, they'll be going out to look over that herd. Well, you fix it so they won't be there. I want them cows run back to the Raft Rail tonight.
What? Well, I don't get you, boss.
Leave plenty of trail for Bill and the sheriff to follow in the morning. Bill's going to think Tate come and got him. Tate will think the sheriff's in cahoots with Bill and helped him run him back during the night.
Yeah. Then the sheriff will never be able to stop them two from scrapping.
That's right. Just as soon as the fight starts, every rancher in the valley will be taking sides. When it gets going good, then we step in and clean them out proper. And listen, when the shooting does start, if that smart aleck sheriff should accidentally stop a bullet, well, there might be a bonus for the man that fires it.
Stars twinkled overhead, and the pale moonlight cast weird shadows along the trail side as the three riders came out of the gloom riding in single file. In the lead, swaying easily to the rhythmic stride of the great horse Silver, rode the Lone Ranger. And close behind came his constant companions, Tonto and Dan Reed.
For my part, I think it's a lot better traveling at night.
It's plenty good if you savvy trail.
At this time of the year, the horses have a great deal more energy at night.
Sure. That's because it's cooler. It sure was hot yesterday.
Notice how pale the stars are getting, Dan?
Yeah. The moonlight isn't as bright as it was either.
It'll be daylight in an hour or two, and... Otto, I don't think we're very far from Tate Morris's ranch.
Is Mr. Morris a friend of yours?
Tate Morris is one of the earliest pioneers in this section, Dan. He's rather a peculiar old codger. You'll find him to be very sincere.
It sure is interesting to talk with some of those old-timers. They really... Hey, listen.
Tonto, that sounds like cattle on the move.
But why feller move herd at night?
There's only one answer to that. Honest men don't drive their herds at night. Come on, we're going to look into this. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Silver.
Let's not get any closer here. Don't want those riders to see us close to Silver City.
Drive cattle right into big herd.
Yes. This looks like a frame-up if I ever saw one.
Golly, look, sir. They're riding away.
Otto, quick. Follow those riders. Find out where they go, and then report to me at the Rafterell Ranch House. I'll be there with Mr. Morse.
Me watch him. Plenty good. Get him up, scout.
Old Tate Morris, the rancher, was still fuming about his near encounter with Bill Jameson when he heard horses stopping in the ranch house yard. A moment later, footsteps sounded across the veranda, and someone knocked sharply on the door.
All right, hold your horses. I'm coming. Who is it? What do you want, eh?
Perhaps if I step into the light, Mr. Morris, you...
Well, I'll be eternally hornswoggled, the Lone Ranger. Come in, sir. Come in. Well, say now, this is a surprise.
This young man is Dan Reed, Mr. Morris.
Yeah, howdy, Dan. Mighty fine-looking youngster, too. Well, what in the name of Tunkett brings you to this part of the country?
We were just passing through and happened to see something strange going on.
How's that? Strange, you say?
Yes, I think so. We followed four men driving about 100 head of beef cattle.
You did? Say, that's them thieving rustling coyotes we've been hunting for.
No, they weren't rustling, Mr. Morris. They drove those cows onto your south range and left them there.
What? Well, say, that don't make sense.
Not unless someone was trying to frame you as a cattle thief.
Listen, mass man. I come darn near having a gun battle with one of my neighbors this afternoon, Bill Jameson. I reckon now I'm glad the sheriff talked us out of it. Unless it turns out that Bill really is behind this thieving.
We'll know soon enough, Mr. Morris. See, Tonto was trailing the men who ran those cows onto your place. He'll report back here to me. Have you been having much trouble with rustlers?
Trouble? We ain't had nothing else but trouble. Me and the Circle J and a couple other outfits has lost better than 500 head in the last 3 months.
That's a pretty heavy loss.
Yeah, and I'm afraid we got heavier losses ahead.
Oh, how do you figure that?
Well, whoever's back of this rustling has got a big outfit. They strike in a half a dozen places all to once. Glad us ranchers decided to make our fall shipment early.
Have you started the roundup?
Starts next week. You see, the railroad's built out this way now, and we figure to make up about 3 train loads and sell our stuff in the present market.
Rather than take a chance on losing any more to cattle thieves, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Now listen, I have a plan, Mr. Morris. Let you and I take a ride over to Bill Jameson's ranch. Oh, Dan, you mind staying here alone? You better get some sleep.
All right.
I didn't tell you, but the sheriff is over to the Circle J right now. You see, he had the same idea you got, that somebody was trying to stir up trouble between me and Bill.
From what I know of Sheriff Bailey, he's a pretty level-headed lawman, and I'd be inclined to respect his opinions.
Oh, Joe's all right, but this thing has been more than he could handle. Maybe we ain't give him all the help we could.
Look out. Dan, get back out of the way.
Yes, sir.
What in tarnation?
Listen, that's Silver. Somebody's after Silver.
Quick, put out that light.
Get him, Mash Man?
No, the light's bad out here, and I didn't want to hit my horse. They must have had to drag Silver to make him go.
This note here. Better take a look at it.
Dan, run over to the corral and saddle Victor for me, and hurry.
Yes, sir. Won't be a minute.
Let's see that note, Mr. Morris. Tate Morris, you better tell your friend with the mask to keep moving. We don't want no outsiders mixing into our business, and the sooner he goes, the better it'll be for you and him, too.
Somebody sure knows about you being here.
Yes, but what they don't know is that the surest way to make me stay here is to tell me to move on.
You're going to stay?
You know I am, and I'm going to get my horse Silver and the men responsible for stealing him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. Tonto, carrying out the Lone Ranger's orders, had followed the four men who'd driven the beef cattle onto Tate Morris's ranch and left them there. Now, returning to the Rafter L, Tonto was cutting across Bill Jemison's Circle J ranch when he saw two riders bearing down upon him. Since the men were directly in his path, there was no alternative but for the Indian to stop.
Hold, Scout! Hold on it! Hold on it!
We're looking for somebody. Might be you, Injun.
What are you doing in the Sickle J, hombre?
Help me ride to Morris Ranch. Raphael.
Yeah? Why?
Huh. Why, you ask?
Well, listen, Redskin, this here is Sheriff Beatty. You better answer some questions.
Oh. Well, me not know, Sheriff. Me, Tonto.
Yeah? Well, Tonto, you still haven't explained how come you're riding across his ranch. Right after a herd of cattle's been stolen.
Tonto see cattle stolen.
Hey, what's it? You better talk fast, Tonto. There's been some mighty queer happenings on this ranch.
Well, me and friends ride through here last night. See four men drive cattle. My friends, them go on to Morris Ranch. Tonto follow men.
Yeah? What become of them cattle?
Men drive them into Morris herd.
Sure. That ornery old buzzard Tate Morris is really behind the whole thing.
No, me not think so.
Wait a minute, Bill. This don't make sense. Why would old Tate pick out a bunch of steers with your brand all bust over them?
Now, me follow men after them leave cattle in Morris herd. Them not Morris men.
Yeah, how come you so sure of that?
Because me see where them go.
Yeah, if there's anything worse than getting straight talk out of an Injun. Where did they go?
Well, maybe you better come, Sheriff. Me tell you and my friend all same time.
Now, let's get going.
Get him up, Scout.
Just who is this partner you're talking about? Well,
him chase crook fella at all time. Him masked man.
Masked man?
Ah. Maybe you know him. Him Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
Well, Jameson, this is good news.
Yes. We can get that Lone Ranger on our side. Maybe we'll have a chance to clean up this mess.
Lone Ranger, him always on side of law.
Come on, Tonto. I sure want to meet your friend. The sooner the better.
Get him up, Tonto.
Valiantly, the Indian's powerful horse raced along with the fresher horses of the sheriff and Bill Jameson, even though Scout had not rested in more than 6 hours. Suddenly, the Indian motioned his companions.
Oh, Scout, oh, Scout, oh, oh, oh. Here. Here you see tracks? Horses' tracks.
Yeah. They disappear right into that bunch of cow tracks.
You wait. Wait.
Anything unusual about those tracks, Tonto?
This plenty bad. See, this track made by Silver. Him horse a Lone Ranger. Him fight hard against lead rope.
Yeah? Well, maybe your friend the Masked Man is already trailing them rustlers.
No, nobody rides Silver, and that plenty bad.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Look, you see big hoof print? That's Silver.
Yeah?
You see other print? It runs smooth out in front. Silver print always behind and not smooth. That shows Silver fight. Him hang behind.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, Silver never run behind another horse. Not when Lone Ranger ride him.
Maybe you better hustle over to the rafter and see what this is all about.
We go plenty fast now. Get him up, Scout!
Sheriff Bailey, Jameson, and Tonto reined up in the ranch yard of the Rafterell, the final saddle of the men waiting for them. Open hostility was evident between Tate Morris and his men as they glared suspiciously at Bill Jameson. The Lone Ranger, grim-faced after a fruitless search for the men who'd stolen Silver, confronted his friend Tonto.
You better not be here looking for trouble, Jameson.
We are looking for trouble, Tate, and for your sake, I hope we don't find it here.
Rein up, you two. So you're the Lone Ranger?
Yes.
I'm Joe Bailey, Sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Glad to know you.
Thank you. Tonto, someone has stolen Silver.
Me see tracks. Me know you not ride Silver. Tracks rubbed out by herd of cattle.
Yes, I know. I followed them that far on Victor. But whoever stole him got in front of that beef herd, and then the tracks disappeared.
What do you make of all this business, Masked Man?
Sheriff, I'm convinced that someone is doing his best to start a range war between the ranchers in this valley.
You see, Bill? Ain't that what I've been trying to tell you two hotheads?
Someone who is out to get control of this whole range. Whoever that someone is, he's smart enough to know that the ranchers are mad and ready for a fight. If Morris and Jameson here get to fighting among themselves, other ranchers will join in and take sides.
That's exactly what I've been saying right along.
But what in tongue are you going to do, Sheriff? Even if we do what you say, what about this thieving that's going on?
Yeah, Joe, that's what we got to stop.
I wish I knew what to do. That bunch
Sheriff, whoever's behind this is ready and waiting to jump in and clean out these ranchers. As soon as they think they've successfully started a big range war.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps the best way to trap them is to let them think that they are successful.
Huh? I don't
know. What you driving at, Masked Man?
Now, you men gather around and listen to my plan.
All right.
If it works, we'll get plenty of action, and soon.
Well, let's try it.
That afternoon, a group of men gathered at a secluded hideout far back in the hills. One look at these men would have satisfied the most casual observer that they were dangerous, that danger was their profession, that they were content to do any man's bidding, providing the money was plentiful.
Here comes the boss now. He sure looks all lathered up about something.
Yeah, maybe now we'll know what this meeting's all about.
Everybody here?
Sure, Judd. Now, what's it all about?
Now listen, everything's working out fine.
Well, what do you mean, boss?
I guess you hombres ain't heard the news. Old Tate Morris and Bill Jameson got mixed up in a gunfight this noon out to the Rafter Elves.
What happened, boss?
Well, it worked out just the way I figured. Tate and Bill got to calling each other names. First thing anybody knew, the lead was flying. Tate Morris is dead. Bill Jameson, what I hear, is pretty badly shot up. You take my word, inside of 24 hours, this valley's going to be popping with bullets. While we run over the rest of their stock.
How'd you find all this out, Judd?
Well, the sheriff, he was there when it happened. He's in town now trying to round up a posse to head off any more trouble. I heard him say that Morris's Rafter L Riders was getting set to go over to the Circle J and clean up on Jameson's hands.
Well, listen, if they do that,
well,
we can...
Lefty, I'm way ahead of you. Tonight, we clean out the Rafter L herd. Lock, stock, and barrel. Tomorrow night, we'll get the Circle J.
It sure is working out just like you said, Judson.
Hey, what the... What do you got in that store?
That's my pet, boss. Come on over and take a look at that stallion. He sure is some eye for.
What about that mask man?
Well, I reckon it won't be too much trouble to take care of him now. From what I've heard, he'd take almost any kind of a chance to get his horse back. No, don't get too close to him, Judd. He sure is full of fire. I ain't dared to try to unsaddle him.
He's a big devil, all right. Tried to ride him yet?
No, there's plenty of time for that later. Hey, he looks just like he's biding his time to make a break. Throw that rope apart. Wait a minute, I'll take a look.
Oh, boy. Steady now.
Oh, boy!
Look out! I'll teach him some sense. Knock me down, will you? Here, I'll show you something.
Hey, look out, Lefty. You better leave that horse alone.
I'm going to show him who's boss around here. Hey, you wanna...
The other way, the stallion's loose.
Hey, come back here, you fire!
Hey, give me a hand with Lefty here. He's hurt real bad. Well, that horse knocked him down when he busted loose. Crazy fool should have known better than to monkey with that horse.
Dan, you stay here at the ranch. There's likely to be shooting before we get back.
Yes, sir.
You gents all set?
Well, all I can say is if them sneaking critters show up here tonight, they're going to walk into some surprise.
Yeah, and the same goes for... Hey, look yonder there.
Why, it's Silver.
Look at that horse run.
That fellow must have broken loose from whoever was holding him. Come on, Silver. Come on, boy. Good boy, Silver. Good boy. You asked a moment ago if we were ready to ride, Sheriff. Steady. Now we're ready. Come on, Silver.
Get out here.
Last man's plan sure worked out slick. Get set, boys. We'll take them buzzards into camp proper.
Now, wait. I think it might be a good idea to let those men take the herd.
Say, you don't mean that, do you?
Yes. Let them take this herd and follow them. It's the quickest way to find out where they've been hiding this stolen beef. It may be a good chance of recovering all that you've lost.
I say let's do it the way the Lone Ranger says.
Sheriff, what in the name
what
of
Tucker? What do you suppose them fellas are up to? Driving them cows right up the creek, alongside that cliff.
Say, you don't suppose...
There's only one answer. There's a hidden passageway into the valley beyond. Have you ever searched beyond those cliffs?
Shucks, no. The only way to get to that valley is to ride clean around through broken paths. It's a 20-mile ride from here.
I think you'll find a shorter route in just a moment.
Look. Look, you fellas. Blamed if they ain't driving that hull herd right through the cliff.
Lone Ranger's right. There is a secret passageway right smack under the cliff to the valley beyond.
That's the slickest thing I've ever run up against. Here, those Jaspers been stealing cattle right under our noses all this time.
We're almost through now. Get ready.
Now, boys, spread out and cover that passageway complete. When those buzzards come out, either they surrender or die.
Nice day's work, boys.
Yeah, must have been 300 or 400 head in that bunch.
And just remember, you fellas, be careful about leaving this place. Always remember to ride straight down the creek for a ways.
Yeah, there ain't nobody going to follow any tracks in the creek bed.
And here we are. Now remember, I want
you... There we are, you thieves. Come back.
Look out, it's a trap. Get back inside.
Let him have it. Come out of there with your hands up, Judson.
They might have known that pool cap was behind all
you. Oh, wait. You got me in the shoulder. Don't shoot, we're coming out.
Line up there, every one of you. Bill, you and Tate get their guns. Shoot the first one that makes a mad move.
All right.
Slim, you take a couple of men and go on through that passage. There'll be a couple of men back there riding herd. Bring them out.
Hey, don't push me near that white horse. He's a killer for sure.
How come you know that, Judson? You the hombre stole the Lone Ranger stallion?
No, it wasn't me. Lefty done that.
What happened to Lefty, Judson?
Well, the stallion knocked him down when he broke loose getting out of the barn. He'll be laid up for some time.
After that, the law can handle him. Come on, Silver.
Lefty should have known better than the fool with another man's horse.
Yep. More than that, he should have known better than the fool with the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.